Two Chairs No Waiting, episode 63. Merry Christmas to all. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. If folks didn't get you what you wanted for Christmas, drop by Weaver's and pick it up for yourself. They've got books, DVDs, you got games, you got the trivia game. They got all kinds of things that are Mayberry related. That's where you need to go and get them, at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Hello, everybody. This is Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you back with us. As I'm recording this, it's a couple of days before Christmas. You know, it's that wonderful time of the year when you get to spend some time with family and friends and just slow down and reflect on all the wonderful gifts you've been given over the year and just be appreciative of some of those kind of things. And I tell you what, I appreciate you guys that have been listening and writing in and calling in. And so I'm going to spend a little bit of time with you guys that have written and called in. And I want all of us, to just enjoy it, because I think some of these things are going to be real enjoyable. First up, we've got an email I got from Harriet Browder. She goes by the Chicken Thief on the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore Digest, the daily email digest of the Andy Griffith Show. And here's what she wrote me. She said, you know, last week, a columnist for the Times, that's the St. Pete Times, made mention of the Andy Griffith Show in one of his articles. I emailed him a mock-up of a diploma for learning, and he loved it. He emailed me to say he was showing it all over the newsroom. Then Monday, the 23rd, the attached article came out. So she sent me an email with an article on it. Well, let me tell you about the diploma. First off, what she sent him was a diploma, and it says, just tell you a little about it. It says, Diploma, Mayberry Union High. And it says, Special Award for learning. This award is bestowed and bequeathed by Miss Helen Crump, fifth grade teacher and a fine public service and mother figure. It goes on to say, it proves once and for all that the above named is not a no account. That the said person is somewhat knowledgeable and knows their boundaries, some arithmetic, and can read and write a little. Anyway, it's got a whole lot of other things on here, like beware of dog, no hunting, no trespassing. United States is bounded by the North, by Canada, you know, all those kind of things. You get the picture. Anyway, she had sent it, this diploma to this writer at the St. Petersburg Times, and his name is Ernest Hooper. Well, here's what he wrote, and this is what I think, you know, talking about sharing our time with our friends and our Mayberry family. It says, the end of his article, it says, I guess my affection for the Andy Griffith Show shines through these columns because on Friday, I received a comical Mayberry Union High diploma via email from Harriet Browder, a member of the Chicken Thieves and Whatnots chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club. It's nice to know I'm not alone. That's all I'm saying. Hey, Ernest, you are not alone. There's a lot of us out here that are big Andy Griffith Show fans, so don't ever feel like you're alone. None of us that are listening to this, we're not alone. There are so many Mayberry fans out there. It's amazing. And I got this email. It's from John Foster. And this is in reference to the episode I did about the Andy Griffith Show Real and Archers Club itself. And he says he really enjoyed that podcast. And he goes on to say, I'm sure Jim Clark never imagined all that would result from the group getting together to watch episodes there at Vanderbilt. He says he has a good memory of what was probably one of the earlier meetings of the Andy Griffith Show Real Hunters Club at Vandy. When I lived in Nashville, a good friend of mine and I would watch the Andy Griffith Show, and when we got a chance back in the early 80s, he told me they were having a get-together of other Andy fans at Vanderbilt, and Doug Dillard was going to be there, and they were going to show the pilot episode there in the theater. He said, we went and had a great time hearing the Doug Dillard band and watching the pilot episode. Here's what I want you to note. It says, I'll never forget the feeling of sitting among all those other Andy Griffith Show fans and laughing together as we watched that pilot episode. That is a common occurrence now at Mayberry Days, but back then it was a unique experience. I signed up for the Real Nurtures Club that day and have been a member ever since. You know, that is something real special. If you ever get a chance to do, watch it with a big group of people. Get together and watch the Andy Griffith Show with a large group. It's just so fun. He says he had another experience. He was at Mayberry Days about 8 years ago, he says. And he go quoting him here, he says, "We went to the house that held the Andy Griffith Show memorabilia, and Jim Clark came in with Emmett Forrest. I introduced myself to Jim, telling him that I'd met him way back in the early 80s at the Rerun Rogers Club gathering, and I was shocked when he said he remembered my name from the rolls of the club. That just astounded me with all the people he meets." That's the kind of guy Jim is. He remembers a lot of people like that. And, you know, he feels bad now because there's so many members that he sometimes has a hard time remembering everybody now. But, and plus he says he's getting old. But you know, Jim's a great guy, and I really appreciate him. So, John, I want to thank you for writing in. And he lives up in New Hampshire now. So he's hoping he'll be able to make it down to Mayberry Day someday soon. And we are too. I'd love to meet you. So now we're going to go and talk a little bit about the, you know, remember I did an episode called Otis and Floyd Brothers? It was about the Great Gildersleeves. Well, she, Janet Anderson writes in and says, she says, "Alan, I really enjoyed the podcast, even though the link to Mayberry was indirect, but you did a good job of pointing out the similarities, and it will be interesting to see if anyone has more insight as to whether Mayberry's Floyd Lawson may have been inspired by a Gildersleeve character, Floyd Munson." She says, you know, like the Andy Griffith Show of TV, many old-time radio shows were good, clean, family entertainment, well-written and well-acted, though some were especially noted for puns and one-liners. She's basically saying, hey, give it a chance and go out there and listen, because there's a lot of good, clean stuff that we like as Andy Griffith Show fans, that there's a lot of old-time radio shows a lot like that. And Janet was the one, if you'll remember, she was the one who pointed out the magical Christmas card that I talked about in the last episode, 62. She was the one that pointed that out and made me start looking. And she commented to that. She said, "I'm glad you included Andy and Ellie's version of Away in a Manger to end podcast number 62. The more I hear it, the more I love it. It's so simple, yet beautiful. And it's just such an appropriate song. I love the Christmas music, and I have many different recorded versions of Away in the Manger, but this is one of my favorites." Mine too, Janet. The one and only episode of the Andy Griffith Show that was about Christmas, and you know, that's just a special episode for me. All right, so we got one more little email here I want to read to you. This is from Randy. I just got this on the 21st of December. And Randy wrote me to say this, and wow, Randy, I thank you for listening, and I hope you will stay in touch with me. He said, "I bought an iPod Touch about 8 weeks ago and found your podcast. I wanted to listen to all of them before I emailed you. I listen to 5 or 10 podcasts a week, at least one a day, and after listening to you daily for more or less 8 weeks, I feel as though I now have a new friend. Thanks for the great podcast. I love them." And he's Randy from Raleigh. Hey, Randy, thank you. And if you can listen to, which, you know, a year's worth of episodes is about 12 hours worth of Two Chairs No Waiting. So if you can listen to me talk for that long and still say that you found a friend, I really appreciate it. And you've got a lot of friends. All the folks listening to this podcast, they're all big Mayberry fans. So you'll fit right in with all of us. So thanks for listening. Now, I got some voicemail. Now, this first one is from Larry. He's going to tell you his name. But he asked two questions that I don't know the answer to. So I'm going to let you guys listen. And if any of you know the answer to these, I want you to write or call in and give us some more input. And I'll be researching it myself. But here's Larry's two questions.
Hello, Alan. Larry Granger here. Pastor Little Church out in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Just wanted to call and let you know I've enjoyed the podcast, listened since the first one, and I'm obviously a big Andy Griffith fan. Two questions for you. One, when you were interviewing Rodney Dillard, I was kind of hoping you'd ask this question. I had heard somewhere something about them not being able to talk on the episodes due to some contractual information. Then I read that wasn't true. Wondered what you knew about that. I also read that Danny Thomas had made an arrangement that his brother Tom Jacobs would appear in every episode, and I'm wondering when that ceased, when that stopped being. Anyway, doing a great job, enjoying the podcast. Keep it up.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you for calling in, and, you know, I looked into this a little bit, but I couldn't find any references, at least nothing that I could find or remembered, about the Darlings or the, you know, the Dillards being contractually obligated not to speak. But that could be. I couldn't find it. And next time I see Rodney, I will ask and see if that's the case. And I also, I don't know anything about Tom Jacobs appearing in every episode. Now, he's in a lot of the episodes. And for a lot of years, we didn't know who he was. We didn't realize that was Danny Thomas's brother. And George Lindsay told us that is how we found out. We used to call him Koontz. What was his name? Johnny Koontz. That was the name we used to call him on the Who's Been Messing Up the Board Bulletin Board Digest email list. We talked about him all the time because you saw him all over the place on the Andy Griffith Show. But we didn't find out until later he was Tom Jacobs. Anyway, if anyone has any information about those two things, please let us know. This is a great piece of detective work we can do. So thanks for writing in. And next up, we're going to hear from Ken Anderson.
Alan, Ken Anderson here, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I just had to call and say how much I enjoyed your podcast on the Great Gildersleeve. That is one of my favorite old-time radio programs that I listen to on Sunday nights. Don't get it too often, so I'm really grateful for the link to the replay so I can go do that. I really enjoyed the little clip from Sleigh Ride because when I was in high school, that was one of our really popular things that we would do. We do hay ride parties where a tractor would pull a hay wagon full of bales of hay and met a few really nice girls that way. So thanks again. It was really a great podcast tonight. Take care and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, Ken, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. We love hearing from you. Ken's one of my loyal listeners who actually calls me, and I really appreciate that, Ken. Janet and Ken, there's a few people that have contacted me several times. Some of you other guys like to hear from y'all. But Ken went on to say in another message, speaking of him contacting me, he said that he was talking about the Christmas card episode. And he talked in it. He said, I bet the magic of the Christmas card, which that episode 62 was called The Magical Christmas Card. He said, I bet the magic of the Christmas card must have been the same magic that kept messing up Barney's hair and then combing it again, and the same magic that made his badge disappear and then reappear when Gentleman Dan stayed as a guest. So I bet it was the Count. It was the Count is Van Telecki. That's who it was. But Ken, you're exactly right. So, oh, man. But I do appreciate Ken calling in and just talking about the sleigh ride stuff, you know, because, you know, can't you just see that that should have been on one of the Andy Griffith Show episodes of going on a sleigh ride or at least a hay ride or something where they all went up to Myers Lake on a hay ride or something? You know, that would just have been a great episode. So maybe maybe our writer who we got a fan that his name's Joe Gritton. He writes episodes. Maybe he'll write us like a script that would be about that. That's, you know, not to do on the podcast necessarily, but just something we can read and enjoy. So, speaking of that, I've got a little thing I want you to listen to here at the end of the episode, and I'm just going to let you. We're going to finish up with it. But this is something that was sent to me. Well, before we do that, let me tell you this. We're closing up here. We'll be done in just a few seconds or a few minutes here. And I want to just tell everybody that I've created a Christmas card from my family to all of you guys. And I'm going to put the link on the show notes. So if you go to mayberry.com/podcast, you'll be able to see the link to the Newsom's Christmas card. And while you're there, if you enjoy that Christmas card, or maybe if you don't, you don't see them, there's a link that'll be there called The Ghost of Christmas Past as well, which will be a link to all of our old Christmas cards. So since it's Christmas, it's my little gift from my family to yours. And you can go back through and see all my old Christmas cards back to 1997. Some are better than the others. Most people's favorite is from 2006. A lot of people really, really like that one. So thanks to everybody that's commented about that. But I've been trying to do these Christmas cards every year for a long time, and it's just a lot of fun for me, and I hope you'll enjoy them. So, and I'm going to close up here with this email or this voicemail I got from Joe, which is Joe Gritton. Before I do that again, please contact me. I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and leave voicemail like these folks have been doing. Or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. Or you can drop by the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast and leave me comments there. I'd love to hear from you because I really enjoy this kind of thing. Now, we're going on into Joe's voicemail he sent me. Now, I kind of hated to tell you if it was Joe because it's just some guy in a jail cell with Otis, evidently, over Christmas. But what it really reminds me of is Don Knotts doing the sportscaster and things like that. And what Joe does here where he's mispronouncing and saying things incorrectly, it's hard to do. So, folks, Merry Christmas. And I want to close up here by letting you listen to Joe's, well, some guy in the jail cell with Otis that I think may have been nipping on something, maybe some eggnog, trying to read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" to us all. So, folks, Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting. Here's the voicemail.
Hey, I'm here with my friend Otis at Mrs. Bindlemite's place. He wanted me to read a Christmas story, and I just thought I'd share it with you, too. So I'll try to keep this short and get right into it. We're just having a little cider and a little mulberry squeezings here. "Now's the twight before Christmas and all, who the throuse. Crowd of nature stwas whirring, not even a mouse. The hockings were stung by the chimney with chair in hopes that Nate Sickless wounds did they bear. The Nerdwood were chuffled all bugging their sneds while shizzens of Vergerplums hanced in their deads. And come on, her merchief and I and Kai Map had just deviled sound for a long ninner's whap. When on the lawn there close to the rider, I banked my spread so it was wetter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, or open the tutters and soup the thrash, and the boon on the nest of the foon all in snow gave a luster of didmate to objects below. And what to my wondering eyes could she appear but a slinature may and eight riny tane deer with a little old driver so quietly and lick? I knew in a moment it must be Nate Sick. As lie dreams before the wild hurricane fly when they met with an obstacle, scout to the mai, so up to the house off his floors as they coo with a table full of sloys and Nate Sick was too. And then in a twinkling I reared on the hoof the pancing and prawing of each hid aloof. As I hooed in my dread and was turning around, chill in the dimney, Nate Sickless bame with a count. He was fest all in drear from his fed to his hood, and his toes were all clarnished with sashes and hoot. A tundle of boys he had bung on his plaque, and he pooked like a leather just opening his act. His twice how they inkled, his mimples how dairy, his reeks were like choses, his chose like a nary. His mole little drouth was born up like a drow, and the cheering on his bin was as snide as the woe. The pump of his stipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his red like a heath. He had a flawed base and a round little belly that looked when he shaft like a jolt full of belly. He was plubby and chump, but dry rawly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of thy mouth. But an ink of his eye and a hist of his tweed soon gave me to know I had druthing to Ned. He woke not a spurred, but went straight to his work, stilled all the flockings and journed with a Turk, and feigning his linger a night of his sows, and nimming a god up the rimney he chose. He slang to his spray, to his weem gave a thistle, and away they all flew like the sound of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he sove out of dright, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Okay, well, me and Otis are going back to sleep now. Go tell Aunt Rose.